It's 6 minutes past six, and you are tuned to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. The JSE had a tough day today. The all-share index down 1.43% to 56,406 points. And bar a great performance from gold mining that was up nearly 4%, it was a lot of misery across the board. We had industrials down 2%, financials down over 1%, and resources closing nearly one-third of a percentage weaker. And just to have a quick look at what the currency did today, the Rand was continuing its fairly strong recovery following midweek. The Rand now up 0.5% against the US dollar at 11 Rand 76. Against the pound, it made up 0.33% to 16 Rand 64. And against the euro, up nearly 0.5% to 14 Rand 53. But the story of the day in the markets was really the performance of Naspers, the global technology company, down almost 4.5%. Giving me his thoughts now is Wayne McCurry from Ashburton Investments. Good evening, Wayne.
Hi there, Warren.
We had the announcement by Naspers. We had the results from Tencent. We had Naspers' results. And then we had the very interesting development around the sale of 2% of Tencent's issued shares that were held by Naspers.
Correct.
An accelerated book build. Many people saw that as positive, but tell us why you think that there was such a sharp negative reaction on the market.
Well, it's been 2 days now we've had negative reactions on the back of Tencent's results. They made enough profits, but their sales were lower than anticipated. Now, it's only a one-quarter result. You know, it doesn't define a trend that things are going wrong somehow in Tencent. So that was the first, call it 5% fall, was on the back of that. Then this morning in Hong Kong, the Tencent share price came under more pressure based on the back of their results. So most of this fall is related to Tencent, not necessarily the sale of Naspers of some of their holding in Tencent, which they sold at an 8% discount to the ruling Tencent price.
Right.
Okay, so they're raising $10 billion, which is a massive amount of money. They're going to use it to pay down debt in Naspers, and they're going to use it for current acquisitions that they got, which are very cash hungry, and then future and anticipated acquisitions as they come along. Now, maybe the market was a little bit disappointed because Naspers itself is trading at such a discount to its Tencent holding. A lot of the market thought it would have been better to use this money to buy back its own shares. But clearly they've definitively did not mention that at all in the announcement. And they've also entered into a voluntary agreement where they can't sell any more Tencent shares for another 3 years. So in other words, the chances of a share buyback have diminished dramatically from this. Look, Naspers spends $1 billion a year in their non-Tencent ventures, which is basically classified in food delivery, and many, many, many others, but those are the two big ones.
Right.
And they don't get enough money from the Tencent dividend to actually fund that. So they've taken on their own borrowing. So at least you know that's secure. And these other investments they made, they now have the cash to bring those endeavors to fruition. So it should be shareholder value enhancing over time. But I know it's a long answer. The share price fall of Naspers is due to the Tencent missing the estimates on sales.
What is Naspers' track record like outside of Tencent? I mean, there was a phenomenal once-in-a-billion investment.
That is highly debatable by many, many players, simply because my own opinion is it's virtually impossible to be as successful as what they were with Tencent. So the other ventures are still, a lot of them are still in the early stages, so it's probably harsh to say, well, you haven't added value, you've destroyed value. And when you look at the return they've been able to generate so far on their non-Tencent things, I mean, it's obviously nothing like Tencent, but it's not bad. You know, but as I said, there are many, many debates on this, because if you measure their success as to what the Naspers share price has done, it's a dismal failure, because the Naspers share prices values all the money they've spent at a negative value, not a positive value, a negative value. But that's the share price. It might not necessarily be what the actual outcome has been or will be into the future in respect of the other investments.
Naspers made this investment in Tencent in 2001.
Yes.
So they've had some time to grow some other businesses.
Yes.
How have the other businesses been performing in their stable outside of those ones that they've recently acquired?
A lot of it is still actually quite new. And as I said, they've actually showed an okay return on that business. When you just evaluate those businesses on their own, they haven't trashed as much value as what the share price indicates. But there are many, many other factors involved in the determination of the Naspers share price other than just where they spent the other money on, you know, the non-10-cent investment. There's many factors involved there, of which the one is South African shareholders South African investors are so full up with Tencent, with Naspers, that there are no more buyers around. That, you know, that's why the thing's at a discount.
Right. So that brings a whole lot of questions around strategy and where the company should be listed, perhaps. Just very quickly, I wanted to get your opinion, and I'm just keeping an eye on the time here. Members of Steinhoff's audit committee want more money, apparently.
I can't really comment on that other than to say they've got a big job ahead of them and they are working probably 24/7, 365, them and the auditors and the investigations. I mean, this is a monumental task to try and get back to the bottom of it. Whether they should get paid more or not, I don't really know, but I certainly know they are working incredibly hard to try and sort this out. Morally, whether you should ask for more money or not is another story.
Okay, Wayne, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this evening. That was Wayne McCurry, a senior portfolio manager at Ashburton Investments.